Internal Security Organization is seeking for an extra $218 billion to enhance intelligence collection and monitor the Parish Development Model Scheme. The request has been made by Martha Banura, Deputy Director Budget at Internal Security Organization, while appearing before the Presidential Affairs Committee to present the organization's 2026-2027 National Budget Framework Paper.
And then the other element, or the last one, is the PDM operation, which require a recurrent budget of 23.4 billion, but out of that, there is no allocation, giving us an unfunded of 2.3 billion.
However, Benjamin Kamkama, the Ruhama County MP, questioned why Internal Security Organization's role in monitoring parish development model, citing the numerous corruption and bribery allegations surrounding the distribution of the wealth creation funds, and despite these concerns, the vices still continue.
On the issue of parish development model, we have been in campaigns for the president, and we have been interacting with the people, with the masses down there. There is a lot of corruption. People are paying 200,000 to get 1 million. But in a place like Ntungamo, for example, we have not had the intervention of ISOs reporting this. These people are really suffering. They don't know where to report. Why isn't ISO picking this information, this bribery issues, really, and report them to where they are supposed to be reported?
Now, Alex Biarugawa, the Isinjiro South, confirms that there is a budget for monitoring parish development model.
So, yeah, the concern is for real. The member is saying, for us, there is a budget for monitoring of PDM. For instance, there is no corresponding activity regarding this financial input. But otherwise, if the GISO collects that kind of information and doesn't wait to report to the regional internal security officer, then eventually to the director ISO, then eventually to the president, I think it might not be too much of any help.